Baltimore Ballet will be presenting a program on Sunday, May the 18th at 4 p.m. This will be in Crosshaw Auditorium at Goucher College. And I have in the WBJC studio the founder and artistic director of the company, Jim Katbus. Lovely to welcome you back as always. Thanks for coming in.
I love being here.
Thank you. Lovely to see you. So pictures at an exhibition, obviously music by Modest Mussorgsky. And there is such a strong programmatic thread to this music. And I'm wondering how that has influenced your choreography of this ballet.
Yes. This piece was one of the first pieces that I have thoroughly choreographed. So I was very, very excited about the whole project. Now, having said that, it was not a little task. I just could not count the music. So I really had to get the score sheets. And the music is starting with a nice promenade, which in French, of course, means a walk through or strolling with a relaxed pace. And he has used two promenades to depict this whole going through a beautiful exhibition to connect different pieces together. And he has used it many times, this beautiful melody, the promenade. So in the piece, it seems as if like there are two promenades and three interludes. Now, there's something for me also that was mystical. And it is the fact that after the exhibition has been done, and the music has been composed, the art pieces that were originally used to inspire Mussorgsky, they were lost. So there was not really a way for me to know exactly what has inspired him. So that is why I had to stick with the music, and I had to find which pieces of art, pictures, were actually, I'm only going to say, suggested, that were used by Mussorgsky.
And obviously this is going to be the focal point of the evening, this ballet that you've created from this music. But I know that the reason that you wanted to establish this particular company here was to be able to feed the company from the bottom up, in a sense, with a school that would be able to have exposure this way too. So tell me about that element that will be part of the evening as well.
I believe that every company that had been successful in America or in the world, they were always fed by a successful school behind it. And Baltimore Ballet School had always been behind the Baltimore Ballet Company. And I want all of the viewers who will be coming to the performance to know that the beautiful performance of pictures and exhibition will be followed by the Baltimore Ballet School recital.
Well, it sounds as if it's going to be exciting from all different aspects. This is Pictures at an Exhibition, followed by the Baltimore Ballet School recital. This is taking place on Sunday, May the 18th, starting at 4 p.m. in Crosshaw Auditorium at Goucher College. And I've been speaking to the artistic director and the founder of the company, Jim Katbus. Lovely to see you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
For more information, the web address is baltimoreballet.com.